what's worse than cold calling? Those three things I can think of that is worse than cold calling. Back in the 1980s, it was living off of my credit card so I could pay the rent, and then going into work Monday mornings hearing my print production manager tell me that my friends that ran third shift presses had to be laid off because we didn't have enough workload for the shop. In the 1990s, selling book printing, it was we were running four trucks when we were full capacity, and if I didn't sell enough furniture that month, we'd have to, you know, take down two drivers on a truck and put them in the warehouse, and if it got really bad, we'd have to give all the drivers a day off on Friday, no pay. Now, running my own company, it's basically drawing from credit lines to pay the bills until our next commission comes in the door. So those are three things that I can directly relate to not making cold calls. That's why I force myself to do it every day. And the system that I've designed basically is to trap myself to compounding opportunities by revisiting the market face to face on a regular basis. Obviously, it's frightening. I had a Facebook post recently of me standing next to a no soliciting sign, smiling, and one of the comments was, you know, Joe's not afraid of anything. Well, I can tell you this, I'm afraid of a dried up pipeline, and I'm afraid of, going out of business. So I know that the lifeline of my business is to continually go out and create opportunities. If you're remotely interested in looking at how I do it, go to the website and look at the tips that I provide you each week. And hopefully you'll get the same habit. It works.